This is lesson 14 of Chronological Bible Storying. We're picking up on lesson 6, which we have already covered in PowerPoint presentation. What I want to do now is just briefly go over the passage that you'll be reading with your Muslim friend and talking about the forgiveness and healing ministry of Jesus. And these handouts that I've created here, you could print off and utilize directly with your Muslim friend if you like, or you can just take your Bible with you and begin at Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, and just read directly from the text. But you'll want to be keeping certain questions in mind. Let's begin by reading through this passage together and then looking at questions that you would raise as you move along. Beginning reading at verse 1. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered there that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Now, that particular statement, the word, is a very interesting statement. Let's talk a little bit about what's involved in this. What does the word mean? And here you'll want to compare the Arabic word kalam. You don't have to use the Greek word logos, but talk about the fact that word in Arabic is kalam. And what's the difference between the kalam in Arabic and the kalam that's being described here? Well, in Arabic, kalam often refers to a tanzil kitab, a revealed book, a book that has been let down. But here, God has not revealed a book, but a what? Well, clearly, the revelation here is a person. Jesus is the one who is preaching the word, and he is preaching essentially about himself, who he is. And we'll see more of who he is as we go into the passage. Here, if you want, you might introduce Surah, or chapter 4, verse 171 of the Quran, which says that Jesus is a word from God. He is a kalimatullah. What does that mean? How do you interpret that? You might ask your Muslim friend that. What does it mean that Jesus is a word from God? And then perhaps even ask the question, how do we gain salvation? How do we gain, how can we know that God will accept us? What deeds do we have to do? What is required for us to be saved before God? And you'll get some very interesting answers from your Muslim friend. Then let's move on into the passage. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them. Since they could not get to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now, a couple of questions here. What is the first issue that Jesus deals with regarding this paralytic man? Well, clearly the issue was not first and foremost his paralysis, but his sin problem. Which has higher priority to Jesus, sin or sickness? Clearly sin. And then the interesting question, what kind of authority does Jesus have? How is it that Jesus can forgive sins? You can put that to your Muslim friend and get his reaction or her reaction. Let them talk. What does this mean that he can forgive sins? Then we move on from this and do the next reading. Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk?'" Now, what objections do the religious leaders raise to Jesus' statement? Do you agree or disagree with their criticism? And then, what is the nature of forgiveness? At this point, you're letting them express, and your Muslim friend may even express the same attitude that the Jewish leaders expressed. How can Jesus forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins. But take this also into a question about what forgiveness really means. And you'll remember from our study, previous study, that forgiveness always means taking the consequences of the sinner on yourself, the sinner's action upon yourself. And this points us to the message of the cross. But then, You can read the final part of the passage. "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Questions of the text. What sort of authority does Jesus have? Well, he has authority to forgive sins, clearly. If Jesus was blaspheming, why did God empower him to heal? And Muslims believe that Jesus heals. The Quran is full of stories of his healings. Why did God empower him when he said this? Why do you think Jesus was rejected by most of the Jews? Well, clearly he was rejected because he claimed this kind of authority for himself. What then did Jesus teach us about who he is? Who is the Kalimatullah? Jesus is essentially teaching that as the Word of God, he is the means of salvation. He was the Tanzil Kitab, not a book, but a person sent down to save us from our sins and to give us the forgiveness of God. Well, these are the kind of questions that you can ask of the text and some suggested answers you can give your Muslim friend, and I trust that you'll have a lot of fun talking about who Jesus really is. We'll stop there.